Hey there, Sharif Voigtland, coming to you from my home in Rain, Louisiana. I wanted to check in because I've had so many great people reach out and ask me how I'm doing and what's going on. You may have seen just a few days ago, I was in Denham Springs in some pretty significant flood water, trying to get home to my kids who were here in Rain, and our house was flooding. It was flooding. It ended up at about 2.5 inches. A little more, 2 3/4 in some spots. But what happened first was the sink, the toilet, and the bathtub overflowed in every bathroom, and so we had all that rushing out, and so we had a lot of just sewage in the house, and then also cracks within the foundation, probably because of just shifting of the land. We have a lot of land loss here, a lot of shifting here, where we have a lot of water and a lot of waterways. So a lot of our waterways are still rising. Vermilion River, the Vermilion River is that way. The Murmatal River, which is that way, still rising. So we're still going to see some houses flooding, areas where yesterday we stood on land. Today, if you go there, it's under a significant amount of water. Many of my relatives and friends have sustained significant damage all over this state. So here's the first room of our house that was damaged, my daughter's room in the front part of the house. So we had to end up pulling those carpets out. You have to pull the carpets out because I tried. I went and got a steam cleaner foolishly and just went and there's just no way to get it out. And that's when I realized I had to pull all the carpet. So this is our little family room. As you can see, the house is just in a disarray. But we're still eating. There's Karen. Say hi, Karen.
Hey.
I think you're on there.
Am I?
Yeah. Are you?
Hello.
Hey. Karen is my ride or die chick for real sometimes. Yeah, everything's crazy. That's the weird part. Everything's just in disarray. We had to pull this out. As you can see, any furniture that we had that was particle board or anything like that basically just melted from the bottom up. So this is my bedroom right here. I actually had thought that it was just a little bit of damage in here, like maybe this 5 foot area and then maybe 3 feet over. But once we pulled the padding, it was all up underneath there and I lost some stuff. So here is the bathroom. I think you can still see, this is the one place I think you can still see the lines of where the water came up. I don't know if you can see that. I have to use the shovel to scrape the dirt out and other things. Let's see what else. So this room right here, I haven't even touched. This is how we deal with this room. This is cleanup for it right now. Yep. There we go. This room down at the end of the hall is my daughter's room. I haven't looked at it either. This bathroom had a considerable amount of water in it as well. And you can see where I'm going to have to redo all the tiles. This is the room right here. And I wanted to show you, and I'm sorry, but I have to wear a mask. It's not safe. I don't let the children come back here, and anybody who goes in here has to wear a mask. It's just unsanitary. This is my boys' room. We're trying to move stuff out. As you can see, I think you can see that there's just a considerable amount of damage, but this was from that bathroom right there. This was just, it's just ruined. There's still water in here and it's just not safe. So I'm gonna get out of here because I come in here in short spurts. This has been devastating. Hold on. This has been devastating to a lot of people. And I just want to thank some people. I want to thank the what they call the Cajun Army. And also just people. It made me so mad. I read a comment today. I always say don't read the comments, but I did. I saw a comment earlier today and it said something about, that somebody brought a gun because all the looting and the, alligators and snakes, but might be alligator snakes, but you know what, they live here too. And just they're displaced as well. And then also, there ain't been no looting around here. You know what has been here? It's like this fiery, courageous, amazing, helping each other. Like that's been the thing that I've noticed more than anything. It's been beautiful. I have let me shut that. I have my realtor who sold me the house come over. She's gone to get supplies for her. My friend Ramsey is coming in tomorrow. My friend Karen has been here this whole time and helping me out every step of the way. My kids have been pitching in. My friend Danielle's been letting me borrow stuff. I mean, that's the way we've been working together. And when I was out there in Denham Springs, I saw more just regular people going out in boats and picking people up from places that were going underwater very fast and bringing them to the highest ground they could find and then going back for more, you know? I even saw an armadillo swimming in the water and a man wade out there with his t-shirt in his hand to catch this wild armadillo and push him closer to the side. That didn't work out very well. Don't try to catch wildlife, especially armadillos, in the water. But I'm just saying, that's the kind of heart and the spirit that we have, you know? And ain't nobody changing that. One thing I'm real sad about is I can't be in a couple places. I'd love to be up there in South Dakota fighting the Dakota Access Pipeline. If you don't know about it, you should learn about it. Honestly, I don't know what in the heck's going on in Milwaukee. I just see a headline every once in a while, and then it's back to pulling carpet. And then down here on the 20th, this weekend on Saturday, come hell or high water, I'm going to be there marching in the streets in an intersectional movement where we're bringing good people together and good conscious to try to build a new day and a new just transition for all of us, you know. It's time to start some of this foolishness and start living in the right way, you know, on this earth. That's the truth. And with each other, you know, to stop violence in all of our communities. Because this right here, what happened with this rain, you know, that was an act of violence too. You know, there's so many people that are devastated. I can't tell you how many or how much, but I know it's widespread. And there's a lot of work that's going to need to be done. And with the river still rising, we don't know how many people still are going to be affected. We got thousands and thousands in shelters right now. Thank goodness for FEMA finally approving this area, because my insurance ain't here. And 75% of the people who are flooded do not have insurance. They don't. And the areas are going to flood the first, and the worst is going to be people marginalized, communities, people of color, people of low income and low wealth, you know, so they're going to need that. Why don't I have flood insurance? Because I can't afford flood insurance. That's why, you know. So all these systems and all these acts against us, we have to relate all that. We have to bring all that together and have that understanding. And that's what we're trying to do next weekend on the 20th in New Orleans. So New Orleans is fine. Thankfully. You know, Baton Rouge, Denham Springs, that area is really devastated, and every area in between from here on up. So if you can help, please help, you know, in whatever way that you're able, even if it's just to share this probably extremely long video. But know that I, Sharif Voigtland, am thankful for you, for the people that have reached out to me and tried to and support me in this time. This has been one heck of a summer for me. And, but, you know, That doesn't kill you, makes you stronger, you know? So, I was pretty strong to begin with, to tell you the truth, so I'm going to be tight. I'm going to be like a blade, man. But I just love you guys so much. And take care of yourself. I hope to see you on the 20th. And please take that whole week as a week of action. So there's lots of things you can do online and from anywhere to help out and support us as we continue this call for justice, climate justice, environmental justice, and justice of all types for all people everywhere. Take care.